be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes!
It's the rap party. We are live. Let's hear some guys like clapping.
Yeah.
Come on, get those homeless people we recruited to come up and clap.
Yeah.
Give them a sandwich. Make them clap.
Yeah.
No, don't give them the clap, Peter. Ugh. Just make them clap.
They, homeless people hate me because of that. I've spread it more than anyone can imagine.
But it's free.
It's free.
Free. It's free. Free clap for everybody.
First one's free.
Second one costs big time.
Then we got you hooked.
Yeah. Hey, let's thank Jeff Fiorentino at jfrocks.com for this awesome music.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff Fiorentino. You can follow him at jfrocks.com or on Twitter at jfrocks. So there you go. Also, we are at the end of our lease with Beyond the Marquee. They are supporting us. They went belly up.
We got too big.
They funded the Oscars this year, and they are broke. They were kind enough to put us on for a month. That was always the deal. But thank you to Steve Czarnecki and Beyond the Marquee.
Yes.
They have a big announcement on Monday. So a fun Ooh. Event that Ooh. I'm kind of tied in with. So log on to www.beyondthemarquee.com. And there you go. You're going to find out what it is on Monday. Let's introduce everybody. We have a whole room full of people here.
Yes.
The homeless man is Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
With us tonight, the lovely, the talented. You know him. You love him. I think you know him. I don't know what I'm talking about. I know you. Let's just say your name.
Counts.
Peter Miller.
Peter Miller.
Peter, John, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing good. My Saturday night's here with you at Skid Row Studio, the rap party. Drinking it up, living the dream.
It's not really called Skid Row Studios, the rap party. It's just, that's a long time.
It was ongoing. It's supposed to be, you know, just a statement.
If you heard a British
accent.
There was a
tweet. I'm just used to speaking in tweets now. I try to get my characters to as minimum as possible.
I didn't know you tweeted.
I don't.
With us tonight, British, lovely, talented, not Robert, but Allison Diamond is back from Coachella.
Yeah.
She survived.
I survived.
Drug-induced haze.
Yeah, I did, actually. That was awesome.
Who'd you listen to out there?
Well, I listened. The main reason I was there was Blur, so I listened to Blur. Mm. Franz Ferdinand were amazing.
Yeah.
You remember Palmer Violets were great.
Elephant Wasteland?
Elephant Wasteland, no.
Didn't catch that set. Candy Pant Island?
Actually, but their second album is amazing.
They're great.
Yeah.
Great. Nicole Kidman Shins.
Did you see the Jimmy Kimmel thing?
Yeah. What was that? I didn't see that.
Jimmy Kimmel did this whole thing where he was interviewing annoying hipsters and saying, so, you know, are you going to catch the Chelsea Clintons? They're like, yeah, totally. No, he did the whole thing.
And like,
I've been
totally
joking
around about hipster band names for like years now, just how ridiculous some
obesity
of them can
epidemic.
Be. That's
like,
amazing. Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to have to check that out there. That's beautiful.
My mic is all out of funk.
Get it together, John.
I'm trying, man. Listen, that Bill and Ted thing. By the way, I love these sound clips.
Bill and Ted. When is that remake happening? I know it's in
very
development.
Soon.
Right now.
What? Oh, I'm getting to that.
Okay, just checking.
She wants to make sure I introduce Robert, but there's actually a rhyme and reason for everything tonight.
Sorry, John. Sorry.
Well, you come back. Where's
Ruined.
Stephanie? Is she still passed on the back seat of my car?
I believe so.
With us tonight, she is back. She's bigger than ever. Not heavy. I'm talking about the skinny, the lovely Mindy Jorgensen is in the booth right now.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
You were drumming with the Ramones. What were you doing?
No, Ramones.
Thanks for laughing, Robert.
You're welcome. I got you, buddy.
What? I was drumming on shroom lollipops in the middle of the desert, but not at Coachella because I'm broke.
Was there anyone around you, or were you just by yourself?
Just by yourself.
I think there were people. I remember.
And there were no
faces.
Drums.
No, I played on this amazing Thomas set with a 24-inch bass drum.
Wow.
Super heavy Dave Grohl style from the 80s. It was awesome.
Me
it wasn't
John
my
have
set.
No idea what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Just think like if you didn't know what drum set.
Your fantasy car was there for you to drive around the block.
Boy, Mindy, that's exciting.
Oh.
Also with us tonight, thank you, Mindy. It's good to have you. She turned off her mic. She just left. Jeremy, wake up. You're on. How are you doing, Jeremy? Jeremy, literally, I'm not kidding. He just woke up. Jeremy, you good? Jeremy.
He's smiling.
He's smiling.
He's got both of those.
Peter's been teaching him how to mime. He's just doing it very well.
I love
it.
Just a turn on with him. Just like, great. Hey.
Hey.
Got a packed house.
Speaking of hey, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
From Universal Studios Hollywood. He's a big wig over there. Here he is. He was in the movie Holes, and then he wasn't before he knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Armour.
Thanks.
Dave Casella is not here.
He's in spirit.
He thought Mindy's shroom lollipop was an actual lollipop. Now he is hanging out with the Care Bears. He's literally with the Care Bears on a rainbow somewhere in Dave Land. But Robert Armour, yes. Last week you teased us with, and you teased yourself.
Yes.
With a position at Universal Studios Hollywood because you wanted to be part of the illustrious tour guide. I'm making it sound horrible.
No, man.
It's not as easy as it looks. Robert, tell us what happened. You were training to be a tram studio guide.
I was interviewing, yeah. I was through two auditions, and now I went to the third one.
And there's 22, right?
There's 22. 75. one, you got to juggle.
Swimsuit competition's the hardest.
Yeah, I've got the body for it.
Yeah.
I got to the final interview, and unfortunately, I
failed miserably.
Did not get it. Yeah,
They didn't give you a reason though.
Not yet. Not yet. I get to talk to them, so it's good.
Can you retry?
And there's gonna be more opportunities and stuff like that. So
we have a special surprise for you. We have a special surprise for you, Robert. We have a caller, Robert.
Okay,
that's why I'm swinging my finger.
Oh,
it's gonna be the middle one in a minute.
Is it who interviewed me?
He's calling in right now, and let's say hello to. Let's introduce a little bit better. He's been in a lot of movies and television shows, a huge list of things. Criminal Minds, most currently. You know him as Fat Tony from The Simpsons. I know him from that and Bugsy. He played the movie star George. I love that character. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Mantegna.
Hey! Here we go.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great to have you on the show, Joe.
My pleasure.
We got Petey here. We got John. We got Allison. We got Robert.
Yeah. We're all here.
Very good.
We're classing
like a nefarious group.
Yeah, we're classing it up with you tonight.
That's true.
You know? Very good. Well, I know when you call him and it says Skid Row Studios or something, I think, okay, that's just my
first. How do you think we're here?
We're here.
The stench, once you get over that, Joe, it's a lovely place.
That's just for picking up Peter.
It's the constant aroma that's around me.
Joe, what are you up to these days? Now, did you wrap Criminal Minds?
You know, I wrapped Criminal Minds at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So we wrapped for the season at around 5 a.m., and then I actually went on then at noon to slept for a few hours, and then I do a series on the outdoor channel called Gun Stories, which traces historical firearms of all things.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome. That's
but
cool.
It's the third season of that, and what's nice about it is, I mean, we go all over the place. We're going to go to Italy, Germany this year. And
Joe, I don't mean to interrupt. If you want to see firearms, you come right down downtown L.A.
Yeah. We should do the show right
We're actually
down here.
Evading bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do that in Criminal Minds. This is a whole other thing.
This is more classy.
Yeah.
Well, that was
good. But anyway, it's all good.
Yeah, that's
that sounds
great.
Awesome.
What about The Simpsons? Are you still doing Fat Tony for that show?
You know, I've been doing The Simpsons for, I think, about 21 years now.
Amazing.
And I just never know. I mean, in other words, I'll get the call and they'll say, "Yeah, we've got a Fat Tony for you." And then I go in and I do it.
Peter gets those calls, but it's usually meaning something else.
Yeah. I just never know when it's going to come. There's no logic to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
great. I assume I'm still doing Fat Tony, and I just don't know when, where, and how, and what the next episode will be.
Hey, do you have a second to talk about some of your past work?
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about.
You know who I love is Harry Flugelman from The Three Amigos.
Harry Flugelman,
yeah.
Peter
it's
and
funny,
I...
That movie seems to be getting a resurrection again. I keep hearing about Three Amigos from different age groups, like younger people, and it's like, oh, yeah.
That's great.
By far
like
the best.
Like being rediscovered or something.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
It's one of my favorites growing up, and Peter and I, when we were tour guys at Universal, don't mean to rub salt in the wound, Robert.
Yeah.
but we had come up with an idea for a Three Amigos 2. And it was where Flugelman, his son, at the time we wanted, I think, Will Ferrell to play Flugelman Jr.
You were talking that.
There you go.
And you would have been instrumental. You would have traveled with the Three Amigos. And
the idea was that he would get kidnapped.
Oh, it was Flugelman getting kidnapped.
Like you
would have gotten kidnapped. That's right.
Get kidnapped by El Guapo, who comes back.
El Guapo wasn't
there. Because we need more Flugelman.
And you know what? I'll tell you a little bit of trivia. Flugelman was kind of my inspiration for Fat Tony in a way.
Really?
Because I did Flugelman first before I did my first Simpsons. And the kind of the voice I came up with for Flugelman, if you listen to it, there's a lot of Fat Tony.
Tony, you should mention that. Do you mind if I play a quick clip of you as Flugelman?
No, go for it.
Okay, listen in here.
Boys, let me just say one thing. It'll be a cold day in hell when Harry Flugelman lets an actor tell him what to do.
That's the that's brief version
awesome.
Of that.
That's yeah, one there of we go.
That definitely, yeah. Lots of Fat Tony in there. That's cool.
We'll continue
There's
to work for free.
There's a bit of Fat Tony in there. Which is, all of it's based on my Uncle Willie, which I know Petey has met my Uncle Willie.
The famous Uncle Willie.
Yeah, and he's my inspiration for a lot of things. And then Flugelman, a.k.a. Fat Tony.
Hey, guess what? So cool. Guess what I have a sound clip of?
What?
Fat Tony.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
there we go. This is quick, too. Oh, bear with us. This is great.
Sorry. No dumping in the leg.
Fine. I will put my yard trimmings in a car compactor.
So I just give him a little more geographic kind of a locale in terms of his dialect.
I love that.
It soft it up a little bit. It's like Flugelman, kind of geographically and ethnically challenged.
Right. Very, very well put.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Now, you are also in a movie called Xanadu.
I wasn't.
I know.
We're in the deleted scenes on the DVD. Isn't that right or no? If you get
you
the
know
collectors.
What, here's the thing. I think it was like one of the very first things I did when I moved out here. And I don't even remember if I had a... I don't think my character had a name. It was like the guy and the third guy on the left. And I had like one line to whoever... I think the actor was Michael something, the lead actor at that time. I forget his name.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know either. We'll look it up later. We'll play his clip.
I made the credits, but I don't think I'm in the movie, am I?
I don't know.
I thought of the special features.
All I'm thinking is maybe they did a director's cut. Maybe I made the cut. But I don't think I'm in the movie. But what happens is, according to union kind of rules, if you make the credits, in other words, I think once they edit your name into the credits, that's how you get paid in terms of residuals.
Nice.
So for the last 35 years, I get like $10 every 6 months from Xanadu.
Right.
But I'm not in the movie. And what's funny is they misspelled my name in the credits anyway.
Oh,
of course.
That's the worst part about it.
Yeah, so,
are you
so my
upset?
Name's misspelled. And I mean, it's crazy, but whatever. But so it's the movie I should have been in, but I'm not, and it's just as well.
I still get
my $10 from Universal.
You know,
sounds like you guys are ex-Universal employees, so you want to...
Yes. Right, a good amount, yeah.
Robert's still there. He hasn't been fired yet.
I got to stop telling people I know John and Peter. So.
Yeah, that's your biggest problem when you were interviewing. You mentioned that you knew the two of us both got the pleasant
ass.
I do
a radio show with you. Oh.
Those two guys. That's probably not a good choice right there.
Hey, listen, I think you're prepared for this. As you know, I think Peter might have mentioned this to you earlier today, but Robert was in a movie completely cut out, and he was told on the red carpet by director Andrew Davis that he was not in the film.
A very good friend of mine, Andrew Davis.
Oh, boy.
Andrew Davis. You know, listen, Andrew Davis is from Chicago.
Yeah. Yes.
Andrew Davis's first movie was called Stony Island, which he shot in Chicago. And if you see it, Dennis Franz is in it.
He's great.
Taylor is in it. Patrick Williams is in it. All these guys that I moved out here with from Chicago, from the Organic Theater. I was supposed to be in it. And the only reason I wasn't is that I was a member of SAG at the time. And this was all like non-union at the time and all that.
I see,
Andy Davis went on to much more fame after that with Fugitive and all that other
stuff. Yeah, right.
But anyway, okay, so Andy Davis, what did he do?
No, well, he did Holes, but he also cut Robert out of the movie. I'm sure he had to.
It happened. Let me tell you about Three Amigos then.
Please.
Because John Landis came up to me, or sent me, it was actually delivered to me. If you watch the movie, you see the way I'm dressed, the way Flugelman's dressed.
Yeah.
I'm carrying you can't really see it, but there's a beautiful kind of a gold watch chain going out of my vest.
Yeah.
You know, it's that period piece. And it really was this beautiful gold watch, I guess from the prop department or whatever. Just before the premiere of the film, I got a FedEx package to my home, and I opened it up, and it was a letter from John Landis. And it said, "Dear Joe, I just want to let you know, I really had to cut out more of Flugelman than I really wanted to because I loved all the Flugelman stuff, but I had to cut a lot of it out because the studio said we had to get to the cowboy stuff.
Right, yeah.
You fell in love with a lot of the stuff at the office, but they kept saying, hey, the cowboy picture, but, you know, let's get to the cowboys.
Yeah.
So he says, so in the FedEx package was the watch. But he says, don't feel bad. I had to cut my mother out of the movie completely.
But she got to watch
it. So Landis's mother was supposed to be in the film, and she got cut out. And my part got, like, chopped up a bit, but I got to watch.
So anyway, that's good.
It should make you feel better.
Yeah, it does.
What did Andrew Davis give you, Robert?
Handshake.
Handshake.
And, he gave me lots of inspirational, he gave me an inspirational talk afterwards, and...
But no watch, right?
No watch. No. I didn't get a watch.
Okay. It's a good place to get a Chicago Italian beef. It tastes Chicago in Burbank.
I was going to plug that.
I had that set up for you, Joe. I was going to plug away at that.
Peter's got notes everywhere. I always do. It's like a beautiful mind in here.
He's like Memento. It's all over his body.
Yeah, the memory goes in this age of mine.
Yeah, well.
So now you want me to do this thing, right?
We want Robert to live his fantasy.
Robert is living out his fantasy, but real quick, I know we're all over the place, so I was going to get to this in a second.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Bugsy, I loved your character of George the movie star. Like, I love Bugsy. It was a wonderful, wonderful movie, and you were so great as that movie star.
Well, I loved that movie. I think Barry Levinson's a genius. I mean, I've worked with him a couple times now, and I just had such a great time on that film. Now, you know, that's based on a real character, George.
No, who's George based on?
Because you guys are a little younger, so I figured you may not know. That's based on George Raft.
Right. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an actor.
And that's why within Bugsy, do you remember that scene which shows it was the movie within the movie, in other words, where I bring Warren Beatty to the studio.
Yes.
And he watches us film, I think it was called Manhunter.
Yeah. I love that.
That's a real movie. You can actually get that movie. It's a black and white film, and it's George Raft and Marlena Dietrich. So that other actress, they heard some Czechoslovakian girl who had a kind of a German accent to play her. So we were actually doing the real dialogue.
I didn't even know that. That's really cool.
I forget what the name of the main movie is. But anyway, George Raft is a real, his real name was, I did a lot of research on him. His name was George Ramft, actually, and he grew up in Hell's Kitchen in New York. And he was so smart, he turned down Casablanca and he turned down Maltese Falcon. That's how smart George Raft
was. Good choices, right.
but he was actually a terrific actor of his time, but a real tough guy. I mean, he was really, did run around with Bugsy Siegel, and that's why that was all authentic.
Was he in Some Like It Hot? Did he play the gangster guy?
George
The kind of comedy gangster?
The gangster in Some Like It Hot was Nehemiah Persoff.
Okay.
The guy that had with the hearing aid.
Yes.
Maybe Raph was in it too. I can't remember.
Who played Spats? And was that Raph?
He did play Spats.
Yeah.
You're right. I was thinking of the other guy in Some Like It Hot.
That's why we have Allison.
Very good.
I am 75.
And she's British. That's another reason we keep her.
British and 75.
Because Joe, you know your film history, and I always say
it's amazing how you just came up with the name.
I love that when you got your star on the Walk of Fame. That I mean. Where you chose your star and the location of who you're surrounded by.
Errol Flynn.
To me, that was, he was my hero. I mean, since I was a boy, I thought Errol, you know, I watched Robin Hood. I still think it's one of the great movies of all time.
Definitely.
So to be next to Errol Flynn. And actually, just a little bit of trivia. In July, my dear friend Peter Falk, he passed away last year. And, you know, he never got a star in a Walk of Fame, only because Peter he was awarded it back in, like, the early 70s, but he never followed through. You kind of have to go through these little, you have to go through these machinations and things. He never did it. And I felt bad that after he passed away, it was kind of like, they buried him, there wasn't a lot of hoopla about it. So I made it myself, and I called Paul Reiser and Ed Begley Jr., who I also knew Paul, Peter, and I said, we got to do something about this. So I was able to kind of secure Peter his star on the Walk of Fame, and they're going to put it right next to mine.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's
coming up in end of July, so that'll be
very cool.
That's really cool.
Oh, congratulations. That's so wonderful. Wow.
Yeah. Well deserved.
God bless Peter.
Yeah.
He was great. I loved him in Murder by Death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was great. And in Murder Incorporated, he was so fantastic in that.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, a serious, for version of that.
Yeah, he's great. But, we need to get serious right now, though.
Okay, got
because
we know you're exhausted.
We know you're tired.
I'm like in a coma right now. Right. I'm like, I don't even know who I'm talking to. But it's
okay. Sometimes we don't either.
Yeah.
Robert was cut out of the film, so we're doing this new thing now.
Fantasy out.
Yeah. Are you ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
What's my cue? Do I have to let go?
You're going to hear. You're going to hear laughing.
You're
going to hear laughing, we hope.
Okay.
And then you get your line.
All right. And
we got this.
I'm going to cue up the music. Here we go. It's time for another episode of Holy Theater. Tonight, Robert Armour will once again reprise his role of bully Derek Dunn from the motion picture Holes. Joining Robert this evening, playing the role of Stanley Yelnats, is fellow thespian Joe Mantegna. And now, we present to you Holy Theater.
Stanley shuts his locker and begins to walk off with his notebook when a boy, much smaller than Stanley, Derek, sneaks up behind him and grabs the notebook out of his hands. The other boys with Derek all laugh.
Hey, give that back.
Come and get it, lard butt.
And this concludes another exciting episode of Holy Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfectly.
You probably have no idea what the hell is going on.
No, listen, I'm calling IMDb immediately and having them add that on.
Thank you, finally.
We had to pay Daniel Roebuck last week $550 just for him to do that.
That's true.
He's expensive.
Thank you, Joe.
The list is growing.
The list is growing.
My pleasure.
I appreciate that.
Getting cut out of film sometimes is the best thing that can happen.
Right?
Absolutely.
I get to come down to Skid Row Studios in downtown LA and reprise the role that I did 12 years ago.
I'll come visit you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when you get back here, or when you do come here, we want to talk about your role on Bosom Buddies in the Money Pit.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That was my first time working with Tom Hanks. And wound up working with him years later on Money Pit.
Yeah. You play the sleazy carpenter Art Scher. Can I say sleazy? I mean, no offense. It's just a character.
I was going to say, geez, he was sleazy. I didn't think of him that way.
I thought he was thrifty. He was thrifty.
All in the eyes of
maybe
the
I wrote
older.
Thrifty.
Thrifty.
Right.
He just thought she was good-looking wool. What can you do?
Yeah, we look forward to getting you in here, Joe.
Yeah.
We totally appreciate your time.
I'd be glad to do it.
Sounds
like you guys had a good time down there. And as soon as I get back, I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling coming up. I'm going to be out of the country a little bit here and there, but I'll come back, and I promise I'll come down and do it.
I love it.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you very much. Joe Mantegna, everybody.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys.
You too. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. Xanadu. Allison keeps saying it's Xanadu, not ex-Xanadu. It's like Django, not Django.
You don't say it.
How cool is that? We're a big time
that was
now.
Awesome.
Big fans of Joe Mantegna, everybody.
Dan Roebuck, Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, stuck his light up now, right?
Shia LaBeouf. Oh.
The weird guy with the Cloud Atlas internet video.
Hey.
the extravagant, eclectic,
so nice that he called in after being up for so long and shooting a TV show. Because when you're a series regular in the TV show, not that I'd know, but I've seen it happen. You work non-stop and constant script changes and this and that. And they do a lot of exteriors on Criminal Minds. So that's a lot, being out in the sun all day and this and that. So
and then he was shooting guns. And
we know what it's like to shoot guns.
The hardest working man in Hollywood.
Just being here, yes.
Just being here. We have to defend ourselves.
Really great that he called in. So I don't want to keep him on forever because we hope to have him into the studio next month or whatever he can do it. Awake. So that was really great.
And if you're in Burbank, once again, go to him and his wife Arlene's wonderful restaurant, Taste Chicago.
I wrote Taste of.
They can get sued for that because that's the festival that actually occurs in Chicago. We don't want that.
I'll plug it again at the end of the show in case you tune in late. In case you guys are tuning in late, you wouldn't be hearing this now anyway.
And imagine Taste Chicago. You want to sponsor this place, you can get this and more.
Yeah.
All right.
Every week. That was a good one. We will plug
the hell out of that place.
Robert,
we're eating it constantly.
Have you been to Taste Chicago?
I have not, but I've seen it and I've gone, oh, God.
I've seen you taste two tacos in 8 seconds tonight, right before we got here. We got our tacos next door at the El Taco Libro. I don't know what it's called.
Mas Mala.
Mas Mala. Mas Mala. Xanadu.
Which is a terrible name for a Mexican restaurant. It's not a good name.
What does it mean? More bad?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. More bad.
Well, the original Mala is in Silver Lake.
Yeah, like not feeling good. Yeah. Like muy malo. Yeah. Like I feel bad. Yeah.
Now you can feel more bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we get our tacos. It's two tacos and beans and rice. Just to let you know, you'll find out in a few minutes, everybody in this room. Allison did not have the beans, by the way. No. I turned around. Robert had gotten us tacos a beat later. I turned around and said, hey, Robert, did you get your... Whoa! It was gone. It was gone. So was half of Peter's arm. I've never seen anybody eat tacos so fast.
I don't know. You did pretty well.
Really
I did.
Fast. And everybody gets really... Okay.
You are horrible at looking at hand signals. We have a caller. This means C for caller or D for douchebag. Yeah,
we got another caller.
Not
we're
the caller.
Up.
Hey, caller, how you doing? Who are you and where are you from? Caller?
Hello?
Are you at the soup kitchen, caller?
It's a pocket dial.
Is it a pocket dial? Allison, are you calling us? Allison will do that.
It does sound like we're
behind. It does.
Did they say anything, Mindy, when they called?
Hello,
we're here.
Hello.
$20, it's my mother.
Hey, the show's only an hour.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Hello. Yes, hello, Mars. Is this the Land Rover?
Hello. It's Peter's mommy.
Of course it is. I, as soon as there was silence, I knew I'm like, this has to be my mother.
Judy! Judy! Yeah. Judy!
Are you drunk, Mom?
Judy.
Are you drunk? It's Judy.
A little bit, Judy. Peter. Judy. I had three Bloody Marys and two glasses of wine. And it's Samantha Adelstein's bat mitzvah.
You're at the bat mitzvah. The bar.
Now,
I asked the bat mitzvah, came into the bar to call you.
Were you drinking a lot when Peter was growing up? You know? Because I would be.
She needed it.
I was drinking the wine. I drank a bottle with a straw when Peter was growing up.
That's classy. My mom.
She keeps it classy.
Oh, Judy. So Judy, how's it going at the party? You're at your own party.
Our audience, no one knows what a bat mitzvah is.
I am a party, but I really am. I'm at... Samantha Edelstein's bat mitzvah.
There you go. Way to plug out.
Royal Country Club in Long Grove, Illinois.
There you go.
Nice. We're on our way.
Judy, I'm a big fan. Judy,
open bar.
I want a t-shirt. Do you make t-shirts, Judy? Because I think we are onto something.
We're going to make you famous.
Peter makes
I want. Allison looked at me like, what the hell does that mean? Like, I would wear a Judy, like, listen
do
to
you
Judy
make
t-shirt.
T-shirts?
Listen to Judy.
No, would you? Are you on t-shirts? That's what I meant.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's my mom.
I am on t-shirts.
What? There you go. Put the Bloody Mary down, Judy. Mother, for the love of God.
I had, because Peter, you know what happened? I couldn't remember the poem that Kevin taught me. Kevin's his brother. Wine before liquor, never been sicker.
There you
liquor
go.
I couldn't remember which way it went.
Perfect.
Hey, Judy, give us a quick Peter Miller story growing up. Give us a nice, fun one. Not that they aren't all fun.
Yes.
A nice, fun one about Peter?
Or a bad, fun one. Give us some dirt. Make him embarrassed. Make him never want to show his face on the radio again.
You got it. Okay, when Peter was a freshman in high school.
He had this ready. Yes.
Sure,
my
he had this ready.
Kids, my boys, Peter likes to swim. He's a decent swimmer.
Oh, this story.
And the teacher told him, to get out of the pool, and everybody get out of the pool, but everybody never included Peter. He dances to his own drummer, and so Peter didn't get out of the pool, and he took one more dive, just one more swim across the pool. And when he got out of the pool, the teacher disciplined him, and Peter said, suck my gonads.
I didn't think she knew what gonads were.
It was he was five.
How much? It? How old was he?
I was like 13.
He was 14.
14. Oh, suck my gonads.
Something like that. 14.
That's what he tells us every night, too.
Suck my gonads.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did he get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I should say.
Oh, my God. He was suspended from gym, and then the next semester, he had to take two gym classes and miss lunch.
Yes, I did.
Judy,
yes, I did.
Judy.
Yes, I did.
Judy, enjoy your drinks.
Go back to the party, Mom.
Have a few more and call us back. I'm kidding. Judy, thanks for calling tonight. You can call every weekend and embarrass Peter.
We're okay with it.
It's good radio. Are you embarrassed, Peter?
No.
I'm fine with it, Mom. You throw this in my face all my life.
Does he always cry? Just curious, has he cried a lot as a kid?
He's in a fetal position.
Yeah, he's in a fetal position with sucking his thumb.
Who's more stopping a feet?
Oh, no, because he knows I love him.
That's all love Peter.
That's the best. Yeah.
We all love him. Hey, Judy.
He knows I love him. He's my little Peter Kins.
And Peter Kins.
Peter Kins.
And we love Judy Kins. Yes. Thanks for calling, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
Love you, Judy.
Bye.
That was Judy.
My mom.
I want to hang out with your mom. She sounds like
she is an entertaining person. Yeah. No, all my friends and ex-girlfriends all love
Bloody
my
Marys.
Mother. She definitely knows how to have a good time.
Oh, that's so funny.
There is no holding back on that.
I loved how half the sentences I didn't understand.
Of course
I was
not.
Like, uh-huh.
Who, Allison? She's British.
Oh.
That's the
confusing.
Problem.
Confusing. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
Peter, do you still swim? You still swim like a fish?
Whenever I can, I do.
You drink like a fish?
I do.
You do drink?
Hey. I do drink like a fish.
Hey, you know what? We are now on iTunes.
What?
We are now on iTunes, so you can download us. Name? Jeremy finally paid him off. a couple grand. Jeremy, we owe him some money.
Yes.
But, Jeremy, we're all good. Where else can people download this show? Where else can we hear Judy anytime, anywhere?
Stitcher.
What is Stitcher? Is that a shoe?
Stitcher is a podcast network.
I can't keep up with all this stuff.
Stitcher and iTunes and where else?
www.skidrowstudios.org.
.edu.
.com. Sometimes
Peter's
edu.
Bone. All right.
Wow.
All right. So you got three places to listen, or you can come here live, and we only charge $50. And if you want to touch Peter, it's $25.
It's not,
you get a discount?
You get a discount if you touch Peter.
Yeah, I was shocked at how high you went on that. I mean, I take a lot less.
I'm surprised how you go on that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. No. I'm just doing fun things. Hey, I threw away everything.
Oh, and that's the show, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
You know what else? Peter, seen any good movies lately?
I really haven't. You know what I actually
this
did
This is going
recently?
Everywhere.
But it's an older movie. Valhalla Rising.
All right.
By Nicholas, what's his name? Ryan, the guy who did Drive.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I didn't do?
Yeah, Reffin-Winding. Yeah.
Because I've been on a kick. I watched Bronson recently.
Oh, I want to see that. Is that good?
And I'm watching all of his older movies because I really think he's an interesting, amazing director. And that new one that he's got coming out with Ryan Gosling looks where he's
Ryan
all
Gosling's
beaten.
Awesome. Let me interrupt real quick because I'm so back-asswards tonight. Number to call for those of you who didn't already have the number, 1-800-893-9562. I can't believe I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
so 1-800. Thanks. There's 17 of you in the room. 1-800-893-9562.
It seems you're working so well without saying.
Can we
saying.
Listen to the Xanadu song again?
I think I already closed it. It actually worked out well. I'm like, will Joe get mad if I play the Xanadu music?
That's so funny.
We were going to do a little joke and say, we were going to go, hey, it's the 49ers. Joe Montana is on the phone, you know.
Yeah. What's amazing, but what's actually funny is because I've known Joe for quite a while now, and he actually, I don't know if he still does it, but for a long period, almost once a year, Joe Montana and Joe Mantegna would actually send care packages back and forth because both of them would get mistaken fan mail. You know, where Joe Mantegna would get a Joe Montana football card or a blank football saying, can you please sign this? And Montana would get like an 8x10 glossy and be like, of Joe Mantegna
whose
from House of Games.
Who's sending me their junk picture
That's
of it?
Fine.
What is that?
Exactly. So, you know, they would every once in a while they would send these packages back and forth and be like, yeah, I got a bunch of the stuff that was meant to go to you and you got that. So.
Somebody gave me a couch. It was expensive.
Right.
So we got the number out there, and you were talking about your movies and this director. You've been watching a lot of...
whatever his name
not
is.
Not Chuck Norris, because I love Chuck Norris.
I love Chuck Norris.
If it's Bronson or Norris, I'm sorry, but I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm 20. I love Chuck Norris.
Lee
I love
Marvin's
anything Chuck
West
Norris
movie.
Does.
Was with Chuck Norris.
Delta Force. You know what? It was a Canon film, and I love Canon. Remember Canon?
Oh, God, yeah.
Life Force. And just Orion. About every piece of crap you've ever seen. Ninja 3.
And Orion was the other big one.
Orion didn't That's do a lot of crap, though.
But they did some good stuff.
Caddyshack.
RoboCop.
Dances with Wolves.
Did they do Little Shop of Horrors?
They did not. That was Warner.
That was Geffen.
Was it Orion?
It was Geffen.
But Orion was huge back in the day. And Three Amigos was Orion.
You're right.
So... The Orion logo I miss because I miss those types of films. You know their last, I think the movie for, I knew a friend who worked for Orion and he said the movie for some reason, even though it won an Oscar, it was either A Silence of the Lambs or Dances with Wolves, and they went bankrupt. Like after all that, after those two big huge movies,
that's crazy.
They were done. I don't remember why or how. If Kevin Costner ran off with the money, I don't know what happened.
A lot of producers were doing massive amounts of cocaine. I'm guessing
that's where the budget went.
Right, that's where the budget went, right up their nose.
Now, Allison, you're in Swinging London.
Am I right now?
No, you were
right now.
Okay,
when she was a child.
But most of my life.
What were the big movies growing up? I don't know if you had Orion over there.
What were the big movies in London growing up? Can we take a broader topic?
I'm trying to get the international covered here. The international.
What were
the
big Peter Sellers
movies growing up in it? Yeah, anything with Peter Sellers, Monty
Peter
Python.
Sellers, Monty Python. Well, those are obvious. Okay, did you have Chuck Norris? That was my question.
Well, yeah, obviously we had Chuck Norris. Nobody gave him.
No one cared about him. He wasn't big
Chuck Norris there. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's not a big deal over there. No.
Those Brits are too high class.
We are. We're quite classy.
Come on.
I guess.
We don't like their martial arts as much as you.
They like the Ministry of Arts. Yeah. You
know? We had a lot of martial arts movies.
Yeah, we did.
We had American Ninja.
Well, that's what
Ninja
America's
2,
all about.
Ninja 3. We had Ninja Goes to Washington.
Ninja Kicker 7.
Yeah, Ninja Goes to Mars. We had everything.
Ninja and Charlie Brown.
Yeah, we didn't have so much of the Ninja.
What did you have a lot of?
More
that
people
was
in top hats. Ninja. Oliver, I don't know.
You had people singing and asking for food?
Yes.
Yes, more pudge, please.
Who's going to have some more, sir?
That was great.
Cute.
That was wonderful.
Wow. This is the British accent. You could say anything.
Me and Peter said it would be horrible. Can I have some more? Come on.
More pigs, please.
Peter, we have to cut you out of Oliver. Sorry, you're just not British enough.
Hey, a little bit more pudge over here, please. That's how I met Joe Montana. He actually found me on his doorstep smoking a cigarette in a diaper in a basket.
Now, for those people who are listening who don't know your relationship with Joe, how that what went on there?
I was lucky enough to
clean it up, Peter.
Well, he needed someone to bathe him.
And he was wearing a diaper.
I looked really good in the French maid outfit.
You still do. You still have the legs.
I still got the legs. The chest, that's what they really sell. But no, I was lucky enough to get introduced to him pretty much instantaneously after I moved out here. Did a little work for them and fell in love with his kids, his wife, and him. We all had a great relationship.
He fell in love with his wife.
That's why you're not working there anymore. That's like, you fell in love with the wife.
I've got a nice spot that's set up on their rooftop that I still get a wonderful view of that.
Did they ever kick you out? Say, Peter, go home.
Time.
Go home, Peter.
It's been time. But no, we became wonderful friends, and I got to be, the family's assistant for 12 years and then left there about 2 years ago, and we still have a great friendship, and it's been wonderful. He's been a great friend to me and taught me a lot about the business.
Well, he called in tonight, obviously.
Called in tonight.
Does he owe you money?
Yes,
deal. Exactly.
Yes, you have no idea the behind the scenes things I have done for this man.
I got him
Joan of Arcadia.
You what?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Peter. Robert's looking for a gig.
Yeah, I need something because I obviously didn't get guides. So.
Robert, hi. Yeah. We were talking about that. You don't know why they didn't hire you.
Not yet. I have meetings. I have.
You have meetings? They follow up with meetings?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that.
I'm sure they have their reasons. I know there's a big reason is, me being a supervisor there and all that good stuff.
They don't want to let you go?
They're going to need me for, being a supervisor in that same area. So, I think they're looking at, they need somebody there for the peak seasons, the busy seasons. So, it's okay. I'm taking it, I was telling Peter tonight, I'm taking it as a learning experience. And, with everything coming out, we got Hogwarts and Harry Potter coming.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
Andrew Davis took over Universal. You're lucky you didn't almost get on the tram. He's like, sorry, Robert, get off the tram. You are not on it. See you later, buddy. You're over at Disney today.
Funny enough, it was after I gave them my resume, they were like, you've done all of the...
Those are your parents?
Yeah, that's my parents. My parents said that.
Your parents said that.
Oh my gosh.
But
I'm sure things will, there's a lot of stuff going on at Universal Studios Hollywood, capital of Los Angeles.
Okay, let's stop plugging things. Jesus Christ. Let's listen to that show that just pumps the shit out of things. It's like listening to QVC for an hour.
That's true.
1-800-893-9562. You can win something if you call.
We've got this lovely quartz pendant right now.
No, you actually can win something.
I'm modeling
have
two pendants.
Iron Man CDs. What? We've got some Frank and Weenie CDs.
I think we still have
from
a
our friends at Beyond the Marquee. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Thank you, Beyond the Marquee. And we still have a couple thousand Holes
posters. We have two signed Holes original movie posters.
Got
and
Derek Dunn plushie.
If you have
Derek
kids. If you have kids. It actually pees if you squeeze it.
You can push a taco in. It
comes with optional red carpet.
I've already ripped a hole out of its butt.
I'm going to sweeten the pot right now. If you call 1-800-893-9562, I've got a signed Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 poster.
No!
Out, everybody. Mindy, don't put the phone down, Mindy. Mindy, it doesn't count. Or Mindy.
You can't win, Mindy.
John, please tell me.
Sorry.
Please tell me you're going to sign it with a dog print and write it as Antonio.
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Oh, how could you not? What it's going to be like, John Donahue, Antonio, little dog print.
When I was signing those, because I had a few, when the movie came out, I signed a few DVDs. Funny, yes, it's true. Thanks for asking, Mom. A friend of mine wrote down, I said, what do you, because I hate when people, just celebrities write best wishes or, you know, it's always best wishes. It's the easy way to sign something. So I was like, what can I write that would be unique and different for Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2, now available on Walt Disney Home Video? See, another plug, I'm joking.
Wow.
But seriously, my friend Steve over at beyondthemarquee.com, he said, hey, how about, I'll dig a hole in your heart.
He sounds a lot like Ray Romano.
Steve, I said, that's his impression, I swear to God. I said, Steve, you can't write, I'm going to dig a hole in your heart. You'll scare the crap out of somebody. You'll think I'm threatening them.
Is that what is that got to do with anything?
Dogs dig.
That's
terrible. That's like super violent.
That is really morbid.
This is not for America.
It's like, I'll pull your heart out.
Wonderful sponsor, Creepy Dude.
Exactly. So I ended up just usually signing them, Friends Forever, F-U-R.
Oh, that is brilliant.
That's our little handprint. And Robert, you signed yours with Invisible Ink, no?
I do.
It's better than it's not?
It's usually with Invisible Ink and...
and a handprint.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah.
With like a jam of some sort, peanut butter.
I give him a shovel. It's good.
Yeah. Now, Allison, you work over. We've never discussed this. Let's talk about it. You work over at Playtone.
I do.
You work at Playtone Productions, which tell us a little bit about that.
It's a film and TV production company.
Right. Founded by
Tom Hanks and Gary Getzman.
There you go. And how does Tom sign a lot of things? Does he have something for every movie?
He signs Wilson Ball's Help.
Wilson Balls Get Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shouldn't really say this, should I? Because
can you do that? Oh, maybe that's
a
secret?
Maybe it's like...
I know. I was just asking if he did have something.
Maybe everyone thinks they get their own special individual.
Can you imagine all the people that ask Tom for a volleyball?
Oh, gosh,
he has to think of something new every time.
But we do have Wilson Balls with the handprint on. We actually have those.
And if you call in, 1-800-889... I'm just kidding.
You can win.
You don't get that. You don't get that. That was a question.
To my bosom buddy... I think is all you need to ever write if you're Tom Hanks.
Right?
That's all I said.
That's great. I like that. What's the craziest thing he's ever signed that somebody sent in? Can you tell us that?
I've got crabs.
Wow.
No.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
Right, exactly.
Oh, right? That was from League of the Rings.
I would love that.
Anything?
Avoid the clap.
Nothing off. She doesn't like to be pressured.
No, I can't think of anything really weird.
1-800-893.
She's giving John the finger and telling him to change topics right now.
Stop talking.
Allison and I will not be here next week. We are going to New York City to go see the big Broadway show. Looking forward to that, Allison?
Starring
Tom Hanks, oddly enough. We need a ride to the airport. So if you can give it.
If anybody wants to get up at
3 a.m. Our plane leaves at 6. Give us a call. And we need a ride.
You can drive the rap party. Stars.
Mindy, are you going to be up? Mindy, will you be up at 3 a.m.?
On Thursday. On Friday. No. Friday morning.
No. And Thursday, 2 days in a row. We like to prep.
I want to do a dry run on Thursday.
A dry rehearsal.
See how long it'll
take
us.
I can't give you a ride.
What do you do? How do you get here?
I get here on the public transportation.
Aww, well done.
That's great, Mindy. You get a prize.
Saving the earth.
Do you know how much it sucks being a drummer without a car, though?
Imagine how much it must suck being a drummer without drums. You're lucky. You're one of the lucky ones, Mindy.
Yeah. That's like Confucius right there. That was deep. I'm gonna think about that. Like, what if C-A-T really spelled dog? I'm going to think about this for a while.
Do we have 10 minutes, Peter?
No, we've got
Robert?
11 minutes, 51 seconds.
Yeah, he can't
seconds.
Quite hold up his 10
no,
minutes.
No, I'm not quite.
Robert is really bad at looking at hand signals.
Yeah,
but he can hold up a mean paper plate with a number
paper
on it.
Paper plates with numbers. That's my deal.
Somebody come up with a topic because I am
done. We got plenty of topics.
You're going to New York City.
Yeah, that's big. I love New York City. Allison, you love New York City.
I do love New York City. I haven't actually been in the city for a while, but yeah, I do. In fact, last time, were we there together last time for the movie?
We were there for extremely loud and incredibly, incredibly close.
And what are you guys seeing this time?
Lucky Guy.
Lucky Guy on Broadway.
Tom Hanks, Broadway. Can you believe he hasn't actually done anything on Broadway before?
That's pretty amazing.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I thought he was in the original showing of Puppetry of the Penis. That wasn't him.
That was a short
He was under a pseudonym.
Oh, okay.
Sure, that was a very limited run.
He was under Peter Scolari. <That's> okay.
We are so fired.
Mindy,
we're going to go see Lucky Guy. Mindy, you have a question.
Is it a musical?
Yes, no. He sings and dances.
I love musicals.
Yeah. He's a tree that sings and dances.
Really?
No.
It's like Puff and stuff.
No, he plays a journalist from the 90s?
Yes, I think, actually. Yes,
he plays a journalist.
I wonder what musical music from the 90s would be referenced.
Nirvana.
Yes.
That's just that.
Oh, stop it.
Why, Mindy, you want us to bring your resume? Application?
It's not really a musical,
for drumming.
Mindy.
It's not a musical.
He's lying. It's a drama, yeah.
It's not lying. I was jesting.
A drummer?
I was just trying to picture Tom Hanks in a musical.
He's not.
Well, he could do it. He could sing and play guitar.
The funny thing is they made musicals out of Catch Me If You Can.
And Joe vs. Volcano.
Did they do Big?
I told you that.
Are they doing a League of Their Own, or did I imagine that? I think they are.
That'd be cool.
Larry
Balls
Crouch.
Flying to the audience.
Larry Crouch. Larry Crouch.
Again, we are so fired. Anyway, Mindy, if you give us a dry run and then an actual ride to the airport on public transportation.
On your bus.
We can write you an address.
I can give you excellent direction.
All right. She knows exactly the bus.
Wait, Mindy just said go to hell.
Bus 22A.
You can take me with you. I've never been to New York.
Well, come on. Wow. Let's go.
It's a horrible cesspool filled with bugs.
Right, nice big city.
I'm intrigued. I think it's somewhere I have to be at some point.
Yeah, you do, actually.
It's like it's about the same. It's downtown LA with more people.
Yeah, okay. Nothing like getting a handy from a homeless guy in Central Park.
Does it smell like urine?
Yes.
No.
I used to live in upstate New York, and
the smell of urine in the morning.
We have seven conversations going on.
Yeah.
I used to drive into the city, and I'm not kidding, used to roll in the window. I was like, hey, we're in the city, because you could smell the urine.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can smell the garbage, I feel like.
But it's the New York smell of urine, and it's like the hot dogs, the urine, the garbage. I'm not kidding, it's everything.
So much better.
It's just, it's awesome. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
So basically, to sum up the last two sentences, the smell of urine, .. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yes. In New York, not downtown LA urine.
Okay.
Hot times in
downtown
the
LA
city.
Urine's a lot of hipster dog piss mixed with homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those hipster dogs with the glasses.
I love
skinny
dogs.
Jeans. Skinny jeans.
I saw a dog with some blue booties the other day walking down.
I was a hipster dog.
You know what else you love, Mindy? You love Harrison Ford.
I do.
So do I. Funny enough, and I ran into Jeremy.
It's not that I want to fuck him, though. It's that I want to be him.
Not now.
Be him.
No.
You want to fucking be him?
I want to fucking be him.
Oh, okay.
Fucking be him.
Now,
we haven't cussed in a while.
What character is your favorite that he's played?
Well, when I was younger, Indiana Jones, but then there's Han Solo, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's Richard Kimball. Yeah. Is it the guy from Good Morning Sunshine?
Air Force One.
That movie he did with Dan Keaton.
Air Force One.
Oh, man. It's
6 days, 7 nights.
Stuff.
Okay, so Jeremy and I ran into Jeremy, I'm not kidding, at the ArcLight last week.
You ran into Jeremy?
Excuse me.
AFI
had a big
7:45 left in the show.
Yes, I
John Donahue's gas problem.
AFI had a big movie event. They had like 8 or 9, maybe more movies playing at the same time. So they ran out the whole theater, and in one theater it was The Thing. Kurt Russell was presenting
it. Awesome.
In another theater it was Terms of Endearment. Shirley MacLaine was doing that. Moonstruck was in another theater. Cher came
stop
in.
Stop it.
Yeah, they were all there.
Wow.
And of course I bought tickets.
No, really, stop it.
2 weeks previously, I had bought tickets. I got the last two for Blade Runner Harrison Ford presenting.
Drecker.
And what happened, John?
So, I went there with Stephanie, who had sobered up from last week's show, funny enough. And we went and saw the show, and Harrison came in, and Stephanie almost passed out again. And when he walked out, I went out into the lobby. We have a mutual friend. He did a movie with him years ago. We did several. Angus McGuinness, if you're listening, he lives in Scotland. Yes, Alice?
Hi, Angus. Yeah,
we did Captain Phillips with Angus, and he played Gold Leader in Star Wars. He was in Witness. He played the bad guy in Witness.
He's way better than a silver leader.
So much better.
He played Fergie in Witness, and Harrison Ford killed him in the corn silo with all the corn fell on top of him.
What a dick.
Okay. And he was also one of the regular guys in there in Force 10 from Navarone, and man, he had some great stories of
the
Harrison
guys
Ford.
In that
well,
one
you
movie?
Know, the lead cast. Shut up, Allison. British accent annoying me. I'm kidding. So, Harrison Ford. I'm telling a story. Harrison Ford, Robert Shaw, some great stories of Robert Shaw and just picking each other up off the floor and all this great stuff. It's some really fun stuff. So
Greco-style wrestling.
It was, yes, they did. Anyway, so I talked to Harrison about that, and for me, being a huge Harrison Ford fan, it was amazing, and I got to rub it in because Stephanie couldn't get out of the seat because she was trapped in an aisle. So that's fun. But I got a picture, and I showed it to her.
Poor Stephanie.
That was the end of the story.
That's why she's not here this week. She is still drunk. She's still upset and still very angry.
Yes.
Did you get to touch him? Did you did you do like an arm picture?
I touched Jeremy when he came out of the Pulp Fiction screening. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in a Pulp Fiction screening? You should be in Blade Runner. He's like, well, I went with this chick and she loves Samuel L. Jackson. She's a big fan.
We're canceled now, aren't we?
Yeah.
John gave him a reach around. Gave Harrison Ford a reach around.
Hey, listen, he's one of the greats, man. He's always been a favorite of mine since I was a kid. Raiders of the Lost Ark, of course, Indiana Jones is like, you know, if I do have a hero, there he is. Him and Peter Miller are my heroes.
They're kind of the same, actually.
What's the one you do with Josh Hartnett?
What's that one? Oh, Hollywood Homicide.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Ted is a good one.
who's your favorite actor, Allison?
Me, Eva, yes. Cary Grant.
No, what if you met him today? Would you be freaked out because he's dead?
If I'm, I exhumed him last week.
You did? Oh God, he's in your bedroom now.
who my favorite actor now?
Yes,
well,
at
currently.
This moment. Currently, if you could meet anybody.
Oh, I could be a tall girl and just say Bradley Cooper, but
really,
well, only in a girl thing. Otherwise.
Bradley's great.
We're on radio here.
Sorry. I don't do the...
We'll come back to you. Peter, favorite actor.
Currently.
Just give me a favorite actor.
I've always been a fan of the three Peters. Peter O'Toole, Peter Sellers, and Peter Lorre.
I love you.
Great.
Those are my three favorite actors.
You don't hear that name bandied around so much.
You do not. Peter Lorre is probably my number one favorite actor.
All right. That's interesting.
Love that guy.
So that's what you do when you're at home. You watch old black and white movies.
I'm a huge
Peter Lorre.
I've got a gigantic M poster in my place. No, I'm a big black and white fan, especially that old film noir stuff.
I'm a big black and white fan. Do you like funny Peter Sellers or dramatic Peter Sellers?
Funny Peter Sellers.
I think The Pink Panther is one of the most perfect films
funny
ever made.
Peter Sellers. Yes. So the original is that, and then Shot in the Dark is actually probably my favorite.
Shot in the Dark's a little goofy.
It's a little goofy, but
I The Pink Panther
just
is kind of
it.
Almost not, I mean, it's funny, but it's so subtle.
It's so subtle. That's
really
what's so great about it.
Yeah.
And then there was Alice B. Toksel. What is it?
Topless in America.
And I remember
Allison.
The first time I saw that, and I still don't. I mean, it's kind of like that movie's a little bit like 2001: A Space Odyssey. I still don't really get it.
Which
have
one?
You've seen the party, right?
Yeah. The party's great.
Party's amazing.
The rap party's pretty great too.
Maybe
that'll be a sound clip. And Robert, what about you? Who's your favorite actor?
We've talked about it multiple times.
But people may not know Tom Hanks is your favorite actor. You're such a kiss up.
It is. It's true. Very true.
So you knew exactly that Joe Mantegna, who he played, the sleazy guy.
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah. Also, the Money Pit's my favorite Tom Hanks film.
That's my favorite.
Yes. That's right. You love the Money Pit.
I love the Money Pit.
Yeah.
I love everything.
Amazing. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, I love everything Tom's ever done.
Him and Donald Gibb. Even also always been a huge fan. Donald Gibb.
Who's that? Did he try to call in tonight?
Ogre.
Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
He's right up there. That guy's a talent. Ever since he took over in those Chase Vikings, Viking commercials, he's really good in those.
Well,
poor guy.
Let's wrap this up.
Donald Gibb, in fact, is actually out in the green room. We were supposed to have him on the show tonight.
Nerds.
He's going to belch any second.
Quickly, Robert.
I got nothing.
Follow me
at RW Armor on Twitter.
That's it. Thank God.
Yep.
Peter.
Stop giving money to celebrities like Zach Braff on
Kickstarter.
And give money to me so I can buy a new pair of pants.
Yeah. And pay for gas once in a while, you carpool freak.
You.
Allison, anything you want to say before we go? Because we're not going to be here next week. Peter and Robert are going to be here.
Bitches!
If they say anything bad about me, don't listen
High
to them.
High five!
Don't worry.
Yeah!
I'll be calling in from New York.
Yes, we
got
know.
Weird
and
over
Mindy's
that
got
the
a
table.
Mute button in there. She's got a mute button. Allison, we're going to New York. You excited?
Yeah, I am excited.
Mindy, you want to say anything before we go?
Bon voyage.
Wake up, Jeremy.
Like
hey,
I'll give you a ride.
What's up? Wish I could give you a ride, but I'll hold your hand to get on the flyway.
All right.
Oh, that's good enough.
Hey, thanks to our sponsor this month, Beyond the Marquee. You guys are
come
awesome.
Come back anytime,
thank
Beyond the Marquee.
Much. We need a new sponsor. I got to say goodbye.
Anyone
really
out
quick.
There that has
monetary.
Monetary funds that they want to send out. The old rap party, we are accepting invitations.
Follow the rap party on Facebook and Twitter at the rap party.
Why not?
And we are on Facebook. And if we get 300 likes, Peter, we'll do a lap dance for you. No touching, though.
Yeah,
Jungle Booty.
Goes for 200.
Get down, Jungle Booty.
I'm John Donahue. Follow me on Twitter at JONDONAHUE. You can try and Facebook me. If I recognize you, then we're in business. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Thanks to Judy for calling in. I
always
hope you're having fun still. And Joe Montana. Continue. You are a legend and an awesome man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Joe.
For listening, and we'll see you around. Let's go. Let's go to New York, Allison.
Yay!
Yeah.
Let's do a show, Peter.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you.